All over the world right now, there are countless numbers of crises occurring. Millions of people are facing war, disease, and hunger. One of the most severe and ongoing crises today is happening in the African country of Sudan. This nation has been in a devastating civil war for nearly 2 years, and is almost completely without a functioning government, while two military factions fight for control. Unemployment is at 50%. And inflation is around 150%. On top of the effects of war, natural disasters have only compounded the problem. Severe flooding and a dam collapse destroyed 20 villages, damaged many more, and severely affected 50,000 people. Many are without food, water, or homes. The war, along with the effects of natural disasters, has displaced 12 million people from their homes. Tragically, in Sudan right now, a child dies from hunger every 2 hours. The UN estimates that 25 million people are in need of urgent help, and it is hoping to raise a record $2.6 billion to try to get help to these people for just 1 year. I think that any one of us would say that donating money or finding a way to get resources to these people is not a wrong thing to do. But while we can give money to charitable causes if we wish, all of us know with certainty that no matter how much money we could give, even if 100% of it ends up directly helping those in need, we are not going to make a dent on fixing this world's problems. All it can do is provide short-term relief, not long-term solutions. Charitable giving in the US in 2023 was $557 billion. While some of that would have done some good to someone at some point, we still keep facing the same problems over and over. Even if the richest and wealthiest gave all they have to charity, it would not fix this world's problems. Another way that people donate their money is to political purposes, political donations. We are in another election year here in the US, and money is pouring into candidates' pockets, which they are spending like crazy trying to get elected at the coming election. Billions of dollars have already been raised and spent in order to try and change the future of this country. Citizens of this country are giving free will donations to get their favored politicians into power, either to benefit themselves or because they are optimistic in hoping that it will solve some of the country's problems. In the election 4 years ago, presidential candidates raised $4 billion. House of Representative candidates raised $1.9 billion. Senate candidates raised $2 billion. That's $7.9 billion raised in just one election cycle. On every political side, there are individuals and businesses trying to change who are the next leaders, trying to change the country for the better, hopefully. All by throwing money at the problem. But no amount of money that can be donated to politics is going to solve any of this world's problems. There are no righteous leaders on any ballots who can make the slightest dent on crime, violence, wars, greed, hatred, divorce rates, abortion rates, or any other kind of evil. And now that I have highlighted the fact that money, giving money, won't fix this world, I now need to dig myself out of this hole and persuade you to give generously in the offering we are about to take up. We need to look at the reasons why we need to give generously, even though we know that money won't solve this world's problems. The reasons I'm going to highlight are not the ones that explain what great things are going to be done with that money. The reasons I'm going to give you are the ones that build character in us, the very character that is going to change the world and solve the world's problems. Not this year, not next year, but in the years ahead after Christ's return. It is the very character that we will be teaching to everyone. This donation of money, or rather an offering to God, is not just to provide money for God to use, because God doesn't need our money to achieve his great purpose. He has countless options available to him. Our offering is about developing God's character in us. The first character trait and reason why we should give generously today is obedience to God. Let's turn to Deuteronomy 16, verse 16, where we'll find the command to be here, making it an offering to God. Let's read Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. 3 times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord your God which he has given you. We are instructed to come to God's festivals with an offering in hand, a free-will donation to God to do with what for whatever he chooses. We are showing and practicing obedience to God and his laws. That is one character attribute that will fix the world's problems. If the world showed that kind of obedience to God, there would be no more wars, no murders, no stealing, there would be peace. But simply being obedient isn't enough to bring world peace and happiness. Giving an offering because we are forced to obey doesn't go far enough. So that brings me to my next reason for giving a generous offering. Because God loves a cheerful giver. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 16, see where it says that. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 6. 2 Corinthians verse 9, chapter 9, verse 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Giving an offering is another chance to practice a giving attitude and going beyond the mere command. Giving with a joyful attitude, one that doesn't look for anything in return, and one that is particularly giving towards God. We don't need to wonder whether this money is going to some great purpose. Instead, we should be only thinking of giving, regardless of whether we receive anything in return. My next reason to give generously is because it generates humility in us. Giving back to God puts God in his rightful place in our minds as the creator of everything we have. Micah 3 and verse 8 talks about robbing God if we don't pay our tithes and offerings, because everything belongs to God. I'm also going to steal a scripture from Alex Henson who gave us a few weeks ago, Micah 6 and verse 6. Micah 6 and verse 6. With what shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. In other words, the quantity or value of what we give means nothing unless we do it justly, have mercy, and walk humbly with God, realizing how small we are in comparison to our Creator. It would be difficult to imagine a world of wars and suffering if everyone in it was truly humble. My last reason to give generously today is thankfulness. Giving thanks to God by returning a little of what he has given us helps us to appreciate what we do have and not be craving for more. First of all, we have to count our blessings in order to figure out what we can give. To give as we are able, Deuteronomy 16 said, requires figuring out what we have to work with. It is hard to imagine two countries being at war with each other if they were all truly being grateful for what they have. Wars are caused by greed, each thinking that what they have isn't enough, and they want to take more. They want greatness, and they want pride in what they have accumulated for themselves, never remembering to give true thanks to the true source of those blessings. For my last scripture, I want to read Psalm 100. And as we read this, it's hard to imagine there being half of the world's problems if everyone took this scripture to heart. Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. God is building his character in us, and that is ultimately what will fix this world's problems. We aren't here to apply temporary solutions. We are here to develop lasting character. When we give our offering, we don't need to be looking for what greatness it is going towards. Our role when giving this offering is to focus on our character, remembering to give cheerfully, to practice humility, to remember who we are and where we come from, who created us, and who gave us all that we have, and to be thankful for his blessings, and thankful to the correct source, the true God. If the whole world had embraced these attributes, then the world would have found the real solution to its problems. We need to be a part of that solution, and our training is now.